coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. We're ready to go the distance. The Extreme Series is getting some people talking as they want standardbreds looking a bit more like thoroughbreds, going 7 furlongs, 4 furlongs, 1 1/8. One of the tracks participating in the Extreme Series is Western Fair Raceway. We'll talk to WFR's Greg Blanchard about how this trial racing format has been received on this edition of Trot Radio. One of the tracks that has hosted the Extreme Series of races is Western Fair Raceway, and track announcer and assistant raceway manager Greg Blanchard is on the other end of my line to talk about it. Greg, I understand there's been a buzz, at the very least, about these different distant races.
Yeah, I think certainly the people that were here on track the days we had them and the people that were watching in really enjoyed what they saw. I'm not going to say there was a major upswell of excitement, but I think overall they were well received, and we didn't see a big uptick in wagering, but we didn't see a drop off either. I think, which is good. People accepted them and played the races accordingly, and probably had to adjust their handicapping a little bit, and I think enjoyed that added element and the added dimension that the different distances brought to the races.
Well, it certainly makes it a little less predictable. That's one of the knocks that thoroughbred handicappers tend to make about our game, is that every race is a mile, and you can pretty much handicap it the same way. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and to be quite honest with you, I have been a purist, but I'm willing to try anything, and if this is going to bring more business to the game, good. You're going to get complaints from folks, the old-timers, who say, look, they're standard breds. They were named that for a reason. They're supposed to race at a mile. What are you doing in my game? How do you respond to that?
Well, you and I had talked a couple of days ago, Norm, and my response to that is, well, hey, they race standard breds in other jurisdictions, in Europe, for example, where they go different distances, and those are standardbreds, and they seem to be able to do it. So I understand what people are saying, and it's been a bit of a dilemma over the years. I've watched out-of-distance races, and I've had sort of mixed views on them, but at the end of the day, when you compare the two breeds, standardbred and thoroughbred, I think the added dynamics that you have in handicapping thoroughbreds are one of the strengths that they have, frankly, over us, with the different distances, different surfaces, etc. And it just makes it, I think, more of a process to try and handicap a race, and we don't have nearly as many variables here on the standardbred side. So that's been a bit of a knock, as you said. And I think, having said that, if you're going to have different distance races, I think you have to have some consistency to them. I think you have to do them over a period of time where you have some form to go on with these horses, and then you can start to really handicap them seriously if you're going to do this long term and try and proceed with it down the road.
As I said, I've been coming around to your way of thinking. How many times have you said, for example, boy, I'd love this horse if it was a half mile dash?
Absolutely. And you think that, and then you watch the horses line up and you watch what happens, and you're surprised. Because a horse is a front runner at a mile distance doesn't necessarily mean that he's a lock, when it comes to racing half mile, because other horses are going to change their approach. And right. And I think we saw that. One of our races here, I was a little bit surprised. We had a post 7 winner, Warwick Kiwi.
In the half mile.
Yeah, so first of all, it shot down the myth that at a half mile race you can't win from an outside post. So that was good. The horse went off at 10-1 and basically just left and went full out, parked the entire half mile, and was able to win. So again, there's a different dynamic. A horse can't do that at a mile. You can't for the most part be parked every step of the way, battling on the lead, and realistically have a chance to win at a half mile distance. You can. So
yeah,
the outside post wasn't the big advantage. It would have been in a normal circumstance.
And that, I think, is what is going to reattract some fans who went over to the thoroughbred side, because now in a half-mile dash, the park out is out of the equation. obviously there's no such thing as a park out in thoroughbred racing per se, but that takes that element out of it. And again, kudos to the drivers in that race. I watched that dash. It was a very tactically run race.
Absolutely, and you know, we had a couple of the sprint races. We also had the Enduro Series, and you know, again, there's a whole different strategy there, a whole different dynamic to the race, and frankly, it would, I think, take the drivers some racing at those distances to catch on and maybe adjust their strategy accordingly. And, you know, I'm sure they, to some extent, enjoy it. They go around twice around on a track like this, year-round, 4 or 5 days a week, and it must almost get monotonous and predictable for them. So I think they would enjoy the maybe the different strategies as well. And I agree. I think just shaking it up a little bit, you know, in terms of wagering, if we start doing this on a more regular basis, we're not going to see, you know, overnight results. It'll be a slow process, and it would have to be something that would sort of become ingrained in our game over time.
Do you see this becoming a regular feature at some point in the not too distant future?
It's hard to say. I'd certainly be open to doing it on a, you know, on a regular basis. But again, if I were going to do it, I'd want to do it with some level of consistency to when you do it, where you do it, maybe the placement of certain races within the race program. As much as the added distance is something intriguing, I think the element of adding another horse or two, at least, to a...
Well, you had, what, 13 in the Enduro, didn't you?
Exactly, and it was pretty interesting. We go seven wide here. We were to have 14, which would have meant seven on the gate and seven in behind, but we had a scratch. So we actually had six on the gate, seven from the trailing tier. And, you know, they all got around well, and it was interesting. The horse that eventually won the race made a break at the start, was still sitting 13th and last with about 3/8 of a mile to go, and recovered and won the race. So,
and you know,
from that standpoint.
Sorry, for the purists, you know, they have to be reminded that this is nothing really new. As a kid, I can remember going to Dresden Raceway and watching half-mile dashes. And at the other end of the spectrum, we know that in the Breeders' Crown, there have been races held at a mile and an eighth. So it's really not that new a thing.
No, exactly. In the Classic Series, for example, always contested their finals. At, I believe it was a mile and an eighth. It was an added distance event, and boy, who could forget some of those slugfests over Mohawk with horses like Eternal Cam Nation and greats like that, and Bunny Lake battling and being heads apart at the finish. So it was interesting. And here at Western Fair, I mean, I'm not suggesting I'd like to see a 13-horse field every day, per se, but boy, I wouldn't mind seeing maybe two trailers. You know, maybe at least once a day. It's going to help out your superfecta on that race. Maybe place that within the win four, make that a little bit more attractive. I'd like to, you know, just play around with field size a little bit and try and work it into the wagering and, again, add some dynamics that might be attractive to the horse players out there.
Maybe even jig the distances. I think I'd be more comfortable and it would be a lot more fun to watch, say, a mile and an eighth. Maybe a mile and a quarter, if you can do it within the confines of the track itself.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I've thought about that. I've stood out front here at Western Fair, and our hands are tied to some extent. We're a little bit landlocked here, so what we have is what we have to deal with. You know, at least for the foreseeable future in terms of track configuration. But again, I think you could play around with it a bit. I have the same train of thought. I'd love to see maybe at least one race a day where he added another horse and maybe conducted the race at a mile, even a mile and a 16th. You know, you give them a longer straightaway to the first turn, so you might see more early activity, chance to get early position, and then let the race play out from there.
Yeah, well, you know, that would be a good thing because I've seen that. I've seen a few races at Western Fair, you could say, and that first turn is a killer. But I'll tell you what, the half-mile dash was exciting. What did they go, like five wide into the first turn?
Absolutely, and you know, the first turn does come up quick here, but I think the myth that we've dispelled early on here is that you can't win from an outside post on this track. And believe me, when as someone who's got the bird's eye view in calling the races here, I can notice it. Horses from post 6 and 7, if you have gate speed on this track, yeah, you can get around a bunch of horses leaving and get good early position. And we've had almost a post 7 winner almost every day, it seems. We had 3 on one program, so that's great too. I think that's a message I really want to get out to the horse players, is it's not a typical half mile track where you tend to automatically scratch off the outside one or two horses. You want to use them in your tickets here if you're going to cash on a regular basis.
I think that's very poignant, because one of the raps that I used to hear and used to try and defend, having gone to Western Fair all my life, was, oh yeah, you just bet the 1, 2, and the 8. And you forget everybody else. Well, do the math. You're right. You know, and a class horse is a class horse, and hopefully we'll be seeing more of the classes written at a mile and a 16th, mile and an 8th, half mile dashes. Lovely. Let us know how it's making out. I'd love to see some more there, and stay in touch, Greg.
Absolutely. Will do, Norm.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.